So this means that actually the radioactive nuclei represent a broad and completely new territory to explore for experimentalists and for nuclear physics. And there is a large effort actually to study these nuclei and to study them because they are, as I said, radioactive. It means that they have a short half-life from minutes to down to milliseconds. So one cannot to study them, one has really to synthesize and study them instantaneously after they have been synthesized. And this is why there are new dedicated facilities which are made to build these nuclei, produce them into beams, which are sent onto a target to make reactions, excitations, and this is what we measure. And from these reactions, we actually reaction products or radiations which are emitted after the excitation. We have to understand the structure of the nuclei which have been produced. Yes, so GSI in Darmstadt is one of the few facilities in the world which is dedicated to produce these radioactive nuclei. So at GSI, stable beams are accelerated at very high energy, and then they are sent onto a target where reactions occur and short-lived nuclei are produced. So what we saw today is actually at R3b, yes.
Here we see.
So here in GSI in Darmstadt, radioactive nuclei produced at the facility are sent on a secondary target where the nuclei that are sent or produced can be studied via nuclear reactions. So we have here the R3b setup, which is dedicated to the study of the short-lived nuclei. So the specificity of GSI is that beams can be produced at very high energies. So I rephrase. The specificity of GSI is that beams are produced at high energy. So short-lived nuclei are actually produced by a reaction that we call fragmentation. So a stable beam is accelerated to very high energy, and then is sent onto a target, and the interaction of the beam and the target removes nucleons from the projectile and create a bunch of nuclei, and some of them, actually most of them, are radioactive nuclei. Then there is a full device, which is a fragment separator, which is used to select from all these reaction products, to separate the reaction products from the beam, but also select the nucleus of interest that we want to study. And this is this selected nucleus which is then sent in an experimental zone where experiments are performed. And the one we have here, that we see, is R3b. So in the R3b setup, short-lived nuclei, selected short-lived nuclei, are sent onto another target, and where specific reactions are performed, which will allow us to understand the structure of the nucleus of interest.
And when you...
we can represent the field of nuclear structure as a landscape. As I said, nuclei are composed of protons and neutrons. And we can have a nuclear landscape with two axes, protons and neutrons, and each nucleus will be a point in this landscape. Okay? And stable nuclei, which we can access on Earth, represent a very thin line in this landscape. And while the ensemble of bound nuclei, so stable nuclei, but also radioactive nuclei, represent a large zone composed of 6,000 nuclei. So you see, if you... Yes, so the FAIR facility will allow to access new regions of the nuclear landscape. In particular, the region of the heavier nuclei actually will be synthesized, and it will be possible to study them at FAIR, which is not possible so far at other facilities. I can rephrase it again, because there was like...
What is the motivation, just in general? What is
In Darmstadt, there is GSI, with one of the best facilities to study short-lived nuclei. But there is FAIR under construction, and this facility will really enlarge our capabilities to explore the nuclear landscape in different ways. One that I already mentioned, to study very neutron-rich nuclei in new regions of the terra incognita, but also to synthesize nuclei not only composed of protons and neutrons. So GSI is one of the best facilities in the world to study short-lived nuclei. But FAIR will really enlarge our potentials to investigate neutron-rich nuclei and explore the nuclear landscape, and in particular, what we discussed, the terra incognita. So the Humboldt Professorship actually gives me means I wouldn't have to do what I want to do in different ways. Yeah, so the Humboldt Fellowship gave me the means to do the science I want to do, but also the opportunity to come here to Darmstadt and build my own group, and therefore develop this program at FAIR. That's it. So understanding better our origin, understanding how matter is produced, I think it's one of the most essential questions we could answer to. So this would be extremely sufficient by itself. But there is more than that.